Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, I will be discussing topics such as need for critical race theory, thoughts on school therapy, black boys need Little League baseball, and increase in strikes. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into it. Critical dependence on current race issues and concern over nature exiled, penetrated from original promises of American function are very sought. I wonder if a eagle hovering city networks are also bestowed and below to the gravel of open findings. New Yorkers in general, a city that never sleeps but always has a evident search for a leader who can contest disparities in the dozens. Critical race theory, where so many, as I mentioned in my recent publication, are doomed to never appeal the search of foundational mandate crafted by the top guidelines said that are open to all. Though catchy cutouts like monitoring of privacy is at current times a discussed by all means. I'm highly proud myself I have the distinction and ableness to declare a side that by 28 episodes in, I'm still a bearer of righteous oration sent to by my hot feed casted proud will, still societary sharp. In large shape, the youth full of robotic systematic inward inducement and a parent alongside in the U.S. communities reckoned by so many critical race intentional dulling. That's it for this segment. Next up is thoughts on school therapy. Let's get to it. Schools, I'm assure of, need therapy, a unique implement, a suggestion as if needed, but my thoughts on shaping of who can be seen more visible often lies hidden. I once recalled elected officials speaking proudly on proper health statuses for all, but not to current times is there too much talk on parents that support therapy. It's easy to suggest, but a group suggestibility is by far 2024 hard to find. Why do COVID measures leave absence so commonly? Present to places of need counseling? A issue a meteorologist can't answer. My opinion is that parents need a leader, which they can be assured to. Need. One must question, by Malcolm X's standards, by all means necessary. Best believe mental health just another drastic crisis on the table to people by action of a human boiled by street corner city quartering. You would think that citizens feel ableness to be so-called proven, but their instructors should be on the hot seat alongside of these citizens too. That's it for this segment. Next up is Black Boys Need Little League Baseball. Let's get to it. I I shared fine memories growing up taking part in Little League baseball when young. It was an enjoying experience and taught me a lot of the lessons still instilled in me to this day. The truth is, more decades back, there's becoming an absence of likability of baseball and the youthful playing of the sport within the African American community in the U.S. It said, and I also agree on, we should be encouraging the black youth to take part in baseball recreational sporting activities, which can be fun and enjoyable. Baseball teaches lessons sports like football and baseball can instill in you, like key aspects of discipline, teamwork, and patience. As a result of the shrinking numbers of African American kids playing Little League baseball, there will be fewer and fewer African Americans playing in the major leagues. I believe as this country grew over time, becoming more and more fast-paced by the year, black children favored more fast-paced activities like basketball and football. With my experience as a young baseball player, throughout the majority of my childhood, I believe baseball is an essential sport which should always be promoted. It teaches key principles that are crucial in developing proper traits in children, why we must still support it. That's it for this segment. Next up is increase in strikes. Let's get to it. The need for U.S. employees to have the need to strike has been more and more a necessity, and a growing need over the last decades in the U.S. up until now. Last year, 2023, has seen the most vivid portrayal for U.S. workers to have the need to lay off from work over the issue of their work environment not filling their specifications. Federal data released on February 21st shows nearly 500,000 workers last year participated in 33 major work stoppages, the most since the turn of the century. Currently, labor experts are stressing the need for more policies protecting the right to strike. On top of this, the Bureau of Labor Statistics noted there has been an average of 16.7 U.S. worker stoppages with more than 1,000 strikes over the past two decades, indicating last year's numbers was almost double the norm. In large aspect, dealing with things employees have a necessity for within their work environment, striking here in this country is a lot of times the only viable option to get things done. An American legislature puts this contradiction so heavily through its history that to sacrifice a company's ability to further on is many times the best way to go about things. BLS said that 458,900 workers joined the 2023 strikes, and nearly 87% of them work in service-providing industries, including 188,900 with jobs in education and health. That's it for this segment. Next up is the exploitation of Africa's resources. Let's get to Africa and its rich resources are enormous. Evidently, their wealth many times, if almost always, is almost always isn't distributed in the hands of the native people of many of their lands. The Democratic Republic of Congo, an area of Africa heavily disproportionately not of issue to the people, where the resources over billions of dollars a year used to turn products into consumer electronics and batteries into electric cars. The people there are still poor in many fashions. According to the World Bank, DRC is among the five poorest nations in the world. The DRC is one of the richest countries in the world in terms of natural resources, home to valuable minerals and metal deposits. Its industries comprise nearly 90% of the country's exports and nearly half of its government's revenue. Sad facts stand, though, where in 2023, nearly 62% of DRC's nearly 99 people lived on less than $2.15 a day. European, or say Caucasian, dominance of world power is utmost overbearing to other ethnicities worldwide, not just blacks, where their greed for dominance is so heightened. The numbers alone are a heavy manipulative sign, making newcomers to the world puzzled. How to respond or cope with their entitlement as a world citizen. That's it for this segment. Next up is Realities of Cancer. Let's get to it. The health crisis of this nation has never been more evident. The sad fact is our form of governance entails and deploys the circumstances faced by these evidences more than purposely. U.S. Americans bombarded by so-called guidelines of influence, dictating how we should carry out our agendas, only to be side-railed by hypocritical pervasion of injustice. New research from the British medical journal Oncology found that increasing numbers of people under 50 worldwide are being diagnosed with cancer. This number has risen by nearly 80% in 3 decades, according to the largest study of its relation. And as it has even been said, between 1990 and 2019, the number of instances of early onset cancer worldwide rose to 1.82 million, while the number of cancer deaths among persons in their 40s and 30s increased by 27%. To top things off, more than 1 million people worldwide under 50 die from cancer every year. Lifestyle changes are needed more than ever. Sadly, the circumstance of cost of living, housing affordabilities, injustice, moral tension has impacted a predisposition of health factors, where to avoid these factors takes a lot of extra aid. That's it for this segment. Next up is over-policing of the mental health. Let's get to it. Over-policing of people with mental health problems not only is a serious issue, not often regarded, but an issue that doesn't, like many others, get catered for treatment too often. It's said people with mental health issues are killed more than 16 times more often than others by police. Myself, I have had, before being present to the career I'm part of now, had various issues with the law, where a lot of times I wasn't mentally fit for jailing. The mental health community, from experience, is one of the most exploited divisions of personnel here in this country. Not only is someone with mental illness a prime target for experimentation, but a target that's voice is many times mentality-wise shackled and never heard. The truth of the regard of someone being confronted by policing at an alarming rate is these are individuals whose testimonies as a person is shied from because American living is already hard enough. Approximately 2 million people with mental health disabilities will continue to be arrested yearly until the government looks into long-term change. That's it for this segment. Next up is atmospheric rivers. Let's get to it. Atmospheric rivers is a flowing column of condensed water vapor in the atmosphere responsible for producing significant levels of rain and snow. Largely in the western United States, as they move inland and sweep over the mountains, the water vapor rises and cools to make heavy precipitation. Many of them are weak systems that simply provide beneficial rain and snow. Some of the larger, more powerful ones can create extreme rainfall and floods, which are capable of disrupting travel, including mudslides, and causing catastrophic damage to life and property. How are you doing? Oh my God. Okay. Dating around February 19, 2024, in a matter of 5 days, back-to-back atmospheric rivers drenched California in rain, snow, over 100 miles per hour winds and hail, claiming 9 lives and causing approximately 11 billion in damages. That's it for this segment. Next up is ACS child supervision. Let's get to it. We all know the realities of child supervision and how some do need monitoring due to unfit parenting. But too often, parents of this country, Black and Latino in particular, lack awareness of their rights by intentional barring by government supervision. ACS and its separating force on Black families is great and has been a large part of American history. It said approximately half of all enslaved people were separated from their families or lived in constant fear of separation. ACS, a policing agency that has the authority to investigate parents and remove children from their homes, also live in the fear of the devastating consequences of threat they pose by family separation. Listen to this. For nearly six decades, police have been legally obligated to advise those they arrest of their Miranda rights, including the right to remain silent, though no such legal requirement exists for ACS. By the year, ACS conducts invasive home searches of more than 50,000 households. While more than 90% of those households are Black, Latin, or people of color, and are disproportionately located in neighborhoods with the highest poverty rates. That's it for this segment. Next up is my new bookstand consignment package for job seekers. Let's get to it. feel free to stop by www.RootForcePublications.com. If the need comes that you need extra money on the side, or you want to refer a friend, family, or someone that you know that is in need for a little bit of additional cash, you know, mainly, you know, young adults or older adults that by my efforts, what I did was I'm an author, and my website www.RootForcePublications.com already consists of 2 podcast episodes. I sell books wholesale there. I sell DVDs, and what I wanted to do was I wanted to broaden up a little bit, and I was already offering a consignment package with job seekers that want extra money on the side can come to me, you know, contact me, and be able to sell my books on the side if they wanted to. So now what I'm doing is I stepped it up a level, and what I did was I said I already work a book stand on a city block in New York City, and I find it very beneficial. It generates good money, not the best of money, but it generates good money. And what I wanted to do was I said, you know, I have a good, you know, right now I have, you know, various books published, and I co-partner with other authors that I get my books wholesale from, you know, from them. I get books wholesale from them. And I said that a great idea would be, having a consignment package where those that want decent money can come to me and have a book stand on consignment up front given to them. Now, I believe this will be great for minority communities and communities that don't share too much, impoverished communities that, those that, low-class citizens, middle-income, low-class citizens that would like to make a little bit of extra money on the side, young adults, older adults, you know, male, female, you know, students, high school students, college students that would like to set up a book stand on a street corner and have the book stand, all the books, the stand itself also given to them up front. The stand, the books given to them up front, and by a week of evaluation, you know, of course I have to evaluate you first. By a week of evaluation, I check to see if you fit the standards. And I'll give you about around 20 books up front where you can be able to not have to worry about, filling out a large application and waiting months at a time to get placed for a job. I believe it's a great opportunity. And, it minimizes a lot of difficulties trying to be employed. And each book sold, you get around about a 60-40 or a 70-30 split. 70-30 split. So, it's, me myself, by experience, I know you could generate about $100, $150 to $200 a day, depending on how well of a salesman you are. So, I'm offering jobs for the community. I feel proud for that. I'm offering jobs for the community. I'm offering, an easy to follow guideline to get employed and earn some extra money on the cash, extra money on the side, and it also helps the community. It also helps the community because they're all good books, and you're empowering the community at the same time. You're doing the right thing. So stop by my website, www.roofforcepublications.com. If you like to refer a friend or you would like to earn extra cash on the side by my consignment package. That's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you gain much on public awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode. Once again, my website is www.roofforcepublications.com. Thank you.